Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This story happened to me and my friend. Her name was Jenny. We were in our mid-30s and we're both still single. We're roommates and we both have a really good time. We went to the same college together and have been best friends ever since we met. We have good paying jobs and live actually pretty exciting lives. We actually live in Philadelphia and absolutely love it here. So, me and Jenny have saved up a lot of money over our lives because we don't have any kids and we also didn't have boyfriends at the time.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And before you even think it, no, we're not together. We're just very close friends who live our lives the way we want and not the way society tells us. But either way, we love shopping. We work hard so we can buy nice stuff whenever we want. It's kind of how it goes, right? We would always go on Saturday night. That was our secret shopping night. But after the virus, we were pretty much reluctant to go out. We've been working from home, and we do everything we can to stay safe and stay indoors, and as you might imagine, it has been extremely difficult. We live in a two-bedroom apartment in downtown Philadelphia. Our jobs went remote, and we felt guilty every time we left the house. It's been a rough little while. We got really excited when things started opening back up, and we hoped and prayed that life would continue as normal. We were both stuck in this tiny apartment and couldn't do anything other than watch TV or read the whole time. It was honestly kind of miserable. But when we officially got out of lockdown, we gave it a few weeks before we went anywhere still. We may have been bored to death, but we also didn't actually want to get sick. There wasn't a massive spike in cases or anything like that, so we figured that it would be okay to go out as long as we wore a mask. We went to all the stores we used to go to. We bought some clothes, perfume, shoes, and other girly things like that. It was honestly super fun. There was nothing like being able to go out and live again, have a good time. Sure, we were a little worried about getting sick, but we thought it would be fine as long as we wore our masks, and at once, to this day, neither of us actually gotten it. But for me and Jenny, the good times left just as quickly as they had come. We were in Target. We were checking out some of the men's sports gear. Jenny's brother had been trying to impress a girl at the gym he goes to, and we were trying to help him out. It was going to be a little something for his birthday. This guy walked up to me and actually tried flirting with me. He was a little abrasive about it, too. I mean, here I was standing with my friend looking at clothes, and this guy just invites himself into our little thing right here. And it just rubbed me the wrong way. And this wouldn't be the only thing that would rub me the wrong way. He kept asking me questions about where I worked and stuff like that. He was trying to act like some sort of cool guy, and I thought it was weird because he had to have been in his mid-20s. I don't mean to insult myself, but I definitely look my age. I had at least a decade on him, and it was obvious when he looked at us. Finally, he asked me for my number, and I said I didn't have one. He acted really irritated. He gave me a mean look, and then he said that he saw me using my phone earlier. And this is where things got out of control. He reached into my pocket and pulled my phone out. He started yelling and asking me, "What is this?" I told him to give me my phone back or I was going to call the police. He was obviously mentally ill or something. He finally threw my phone onto the floor and I picked it up. He was really angry and I had half a mind to just kick him in the groin. But I didn't want to have to fight him if I didn't have to. After all, he probably could have really hurt me if he wanted to. And I did my best to be calm, and so did Jenny. He walked away and we thought that was that. We continued browsing through some of the stuff on the racks looking for something that Jenny's brother would like. I found a really nice pair of sweatpants that I thought would make him look really good when Jenny touched me on the shoulder. She told me to look over there. She motioned her hand in the direction, and I looked over and it was the same creepy guy staring at us from the other side of the store. His hand was in his pants, and it just looked like the freakiest thing ever. But the way he was standing, it wasn't obvious that his hand was in his pants, if that makes sense. His arm was on the outside of the jacket, and you could only see where his arm was going if you saw the front of him, and we were the only people that could see him. I don't know what he was doing down there, but it wasn't anything that I'd ever seen before.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
By the way, his arm and body was moving. It looked more like he was squeezing one of those stress balls than anything else. I know that might sound funny, but when you and your best friend are both women and standing there watching this, it honestly can really freak you out. I looked over at Jenny and she was so scared that she was crying. That was when I finally had enough sense to speak to one of the managers. I called over for one of the employees and told them what the guy was doing. Of course, when I did, he stopped what he was doing and left the store. I went against my better judgment and didn't call the police at that point. Again, not a very good idea and something I really regret. I've learned my lesson, though, and I won't make that mistake again. We gave it another 45 minutes, or an hour, before we ended up leaving Target. We decided to just kill some time and keep looking for more stuff to get. We finally shut off the bad mood that we were in and got ready to check out. The guy that was working there told us he was really sorry about that and that he would walk us to our car if we wanted. We really appreciate that and took him up on his offer. And there was a decently sized parking lot that we shared between a couple of stores on the road. When me and Jenny stepped out of the Target, we immediately noticed that the guy was still out there. He started walking in our direction once we left the store. He was probably standing there since the time that he had left the store earlier. Thankfully, he darted off when he saw the Target employee with us. He was a bigger guy and looked like he worked out a lot. He told us that he would call the cops and let them know about this guy after we left. We thanked him a ton. I even handed him a $50 tip for being just such a good guy about the whole situation. After all, he didn't get paid to watch out for our safety, and I really appreciated that. Jenny and I drove home and got there safely. And that was the end of our story with that creepy guy. I'm really appreciative of that Target employee and other people like him. Sometimes the only thing standing between you and a predator is a selfless stranger looking out for your safety. This happened a long time ago. I must have been in middle school. I don't remember exactly what grade, but around that age. I was actually a soccer player, and I was your typical middle school-aged boy at that point in my life. Honestly, I was normal in just about every way you can imagine. I texted girls, played video games, and hung out with my friends. Pretty much my life for that time. Well, there was this one time that my mom brought me to the store. Every once in a while, she would drag me along because she needed the company. You know how parents can be. So we ended up at a strip mall with the most boring stores, as you can imagine. the kinds of places that only a mom would want to spend money. Obviously, I was bored out of my mind. My mom tried to make small talk as we looked through random wall decor, but she could tell that I was really bored. She got kind of frustrated. My mom can be moody like that. I eventually just asked her if I could go explore some of the other stores. She said yes, but that I couldn't spend any of her money. And she knew that I didn't have any of my own, so I was just off to kill some time. This strip mall had 6 or 7 stores and none of them appealed to me, but I was determined to kill that time. I was already annoyed that I had to get dragged out on a Saturday. I thought to myself that the best thing I could do was walk around. I actually had one of those step counters way back then, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world, and my goal was to get that as high as I possibly could. There was a Target nearby, and it was bigger than the other stores, so I figured that there would be more space to walk around. And with that, I was off. I went into the Target and didn't even make an attempt to pretend to look at stuff. I just walked up and down the aisles like a maniac. Thinking back, it must have been a pretty funny sight. When you have someone in a store that is obviously just trying to get their step counter up, it becomes really obvious that they are not shopping. I must have been doing this for about 10 or 15 minutes when an older guy came next to me. He started walking beside me. He told me his name was Larry, and Larry said that he wanted to walk with me.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube?
Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Now, being a naive kid, I didn't think anything of it and said that I would love to have the company. And that was when I started complaining about my mom. Larry began asking a series of questions that should have really raised some serious alarm bells in my head. He asked where exactly she was, how long she would be gone, and things like that. I told him I would probably have to wait for her for another hour or two before she was done shopping. That was when he offered to take me back to his place. He said that he had an Xbox and he only lived 2 minutes away. When he asked me that, I stopped walking. Part of me almost said yes, but then I remembered my parents telling me all about the creepy old men who try to kidnap kids. Stranger danger. The realization hit me like a ton of bricks, and I told him that I wanted to go back and see my mom. He started getting really persistent about taking me for ice cream and then back to his place. I told him I didn't want any ice cream and that my mom was looking for me. That was when he offered me $100 to go with him. I just told him no and started to run away. He followed me outside. He watched me run back into the store that I had last seen my mom. The creepiest look, too. This guy was truly a freak. I got inside the store and ran over to my mom. I started telling her about the creepy man, and she became really concerned. She asked me where he was, and then I told her that he was probably still in the parking lot of Target. We looked outside of the glass windows, and he was looking in. When he saw us look at him, he walked off briskly. My mom went outside to try to get a good look at him or get a license plate, but by that point, he was already gone. We ended up calling the police and filing a report with them. I couldn't tell them very much, though. I wasn't, and I'm still not, a very observant person. The only thing I could remember about him was that he had a collared shirt on and he had no hair, and that his name was supposedly Larry. But that was it. I asked my mom about the case years later. I guess she kept up with it to see if they ever got him. Of course, they didn't. And it really scares me that someone who was possibly willing to abduct a child is just out and about. It really freaks me out and kind of makes me not want to go out in public very much. But anyway, that was how I was almost abducted in Target when I was in middle school. I thank God every day that I didn't go with him, because I would probably be dead. This is hands down the scariest experience in my life. I was out driving with two of my best friends. It was one of those wonderful summer nights where we just wanted to have some fun. We had just gotten out of the movie theater and wanted to enjoy a drive around our area. We live in a very rural area, and sometimes it's nice to just drive around and see what's here. Well, it's pretty dark and everything, but we were having a good time anyway. It had to have been about 9 o'clock at night. We were blasting music and laughing and everything, but there was a car that started following us. They weren't tailgating us or anything. They just followed us for a really long time. One of my best friends pointed out to me, and I hadn't even noticed it. I asked her how long it was behind us, and she said at least for 10 minutes. I wasn't exactly sure what to do. We were pretty far out in the middle of nowhere. I remember learning about this little trick a couple of years ago. If you think someone is following you, you can take 4 turns in the same direction, and if they're still behind you, they're definitely following you. There weren't very many turns out there, but every single turn I took, there was this car. By the time I made my 3rd turn, I started getting really uneasy. I thought that we may have been in real danger, and the mood died from there. We turned the music off, and instead of laughing, we were sitting there in dead silence. We all started freaking out a little bit more when I made that 4th turn. He was still behind us. Like I said, he wasn't tailgating us or anything. It wasn't even very close, but he was close enough to keep an eye on us. I tried getting my friends to call the police, but we were out of range of any cell phone service. I was completely at a loss for what to do there. I was scared out of my mind. My friend came up with the best idea. We could just go to the nearest store or whatever, and hopefully the people there would help us if the person kept following us. Well, none of us knew where any stores were nearby. The closest one we could think of was a Target near town, but that had to have been at least 30 minutes away. We couldn't think of anything else to do, though, so that was the plan. Drive to Target. There was no way on earth I could ever describe to you the situation. It was the most horrifying thing of my life. Not only because I thought I was going to die, but because I had no idea what to do and it went on for so long. 30 minutes is a lifetime when you think that a potential murderer is right behind you. I sincerely hope you never have to experience it. You get more tense and anxious with every passing moment. It may have felt that it had taken a lifetime, but eventually we got there. Target was pretty crowded too, which we were thankful for. And this was our plan. I was going to park my car right in front of Target, and we were all going to run out and run into the store. We just hoped that someone would help us by that point. Or better yet, this guy would leave and not want to make a big scene. I don't know why we didn't think to call the police. By the way, we definitely would have had service, but the whole situation was a way of stopping you from thinking clearly. I parked my car right in front of the Target, and we all ran in just like we were planning to do. We asked for our manager when we came across the first employee we saw. We told him that we were being chased. When the manager got there, he believed us and brought us to the employee section of the store. He called the police for us and helped us out. Thankfully, the guy from the car didn't come in. At least, we didn't think he did. We don't really know what he would have looked like, and by that point, none of us were watching the car when we pulled into the parking lot. When the cops got there, it was really late. It took them almost 20 entire minutes to get there, which I thought was a little slow. And then when they did show up, they treated us like we were crazy. One of the cops thought that we were just making the whole situation up for attention. And that really made my friend angry, and I had to stop her from getting up in his face. The manager was really understanding. He let us have drinks from the vending machine and asked if we wanted a ride home.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I thanked him and told him that I was going to drive my friends back home. I don't know who was in the car, and I don't know why they were following us. I just know that I never want to be in a situation like that ever again, and I hope you never have to understand how terrifying it can be.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.